Well, we're sitting in the studios built by MTP Software, and that means this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs and also CEO, founder of Mage LLC, management consulting firm for leadership. Our next guest, I think a first-timer, Dave Crouch, founder and president, 1024, and we're going to talk about what it's like to bootstrap a software company. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Great.
Great to be here.
So, you know, are software companies different than other companies? So let's talk about it.
You know, I've never run a company other than a software company, so that's a great question. I'm sure there's a lot of commonalities, right?
Right.
You know, in terms of bootstrapping,
I think time is different.
Probably, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there's, things change pretty quickly in the software industry. But, you know, things like cash and resources and sales and marketing are all, you know, pretty common common issues and challenges that, you know, no matter what company you're running.
Well, you know, a long time ago, I was consulting at Sun Microsystems, mm-hmm. and someone said to me, we don't work like other companies. We work in dog years.
Mm-hmm.
What normal companies do in a year, we do 7 years.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Meaning we do 7 years within a year.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. You know, things are changing constantly. You know, we lay out plans 2-3 years out. But to be honest, beyond 6 months, it's always tough to tell, you know, what the market's going to do, what the business is going to do.
Right.
So it's something that we sit, you know, agile is a term that came from the software world. We certainly are, you know, from a software development standpoint, are agile and then try to do that. Same focus and same mindset in just running the business, right? So evaluate every month, make changes as need be, because things move pretty quickly.
So you're utilizing a lot of some cloud-based software to do your work?
Yeah, so what we've done is we're bootstrapping a software product called Slatwall. It's an e-commerce software.
Slatwall,
right here.
That's right. I could have read it.
So for the last 10 years, we've used service revenue, so project revenue, to fund the development of the Slatwall product. It's a cloud-based e-commerce software. So companies use that to manage orders, products, accounts, transactions, inventory, et cetera, right? Typically selling online, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. Through a website, traditional kind of e-commerce. We utilize AWS pretty heavily, Amazon's web services, for all of our hosting. We're an e-commerce software, so we deal with security, spend a lot of money and a lot of time on security around that infrastructure. So Slatwall is our main focus and main source of revenue. And we do sell that as a SaaS product. But you know, we toe the line between a service business and the product business, the SaaS business.
So let's get into the Wayback Machine. Give me a sense of your career and how it evolved
to this
point.
Marketing and sales background, have always wanted to get into business for myself. I was in the traditional kind of design world, you know, selling design services to companies back in the early 2000s. A lot of people started talking about wanting to get online. Content management systems was a big push back then. So I went and found a partner I could work with and co-sell their services as a partner. Within 10 months, I went to go work with them because that's really where I wanted to be and saw the opportunity. So I worked with that software development, web development company for five and a half years. They went in a bit of a different direction. So I decided in 2008 to go on my own. And essentially for the first 2 years was on my own, selling the projects, managing the projects. And then in 2010, brought on two partners. So I'm marketing and sales background. I'm not a developer. I brought on technical partners who are developers, and that's when we started to build the Slatwall product and kind of start this journey down bootstrapping that product.
So are there specific types of software companies that you like to work with, or size, or funded, unfunded? You know, give me a sense of the
from a client, the kind of types of clients that we work with?
Yes.
Yeah. So most of our clients fit into kind of two buckets. One would be B2B manufacturers, usually in the 5 to 100 million range. And one of the reasons that is because B2B e-commerce is complex. And the software that we've built, Slatwall, it's a framework that allows us the flexibility to deal really well with complex e-commerce implementations. So B2B is one of those, right? You're selling direct, you might be selling through channels like distribution, you might be selling through salespeople, multiple markets, multiple price points. It's really complex. So B2B manufacturing or distribution is one area. And then the other would be consumer products that are also complex. So if you're just selling hats and t-shirts, we don't fit really well with that simple model. But for instance, Scientific American Magazine is a client. So they're selling a physical good, the magazine, but also subscriptions, two very different things in the way that they're sold and the way that they're reported from an accounting perspective, customer service. The complexity of that makes, and Slatwall fits really well in that model. Another one would be Total Wine, the wine retailer, 200 stores plus stores nationwide. They sell wine futures. So this is a product that's not even in their store yet or in their warehouse. It's coming out a year from now or 2 years from now. Their existing e-commerce system couldn't handle it because the SKU didn't exist in stock yet. So they were doing it through spreadsheets and phone calls, and it was really, really manual and prone to a lot of mistakes. We were able to move that entire business online through the Slatwall platform. And again, because of the way we've built the framework, we're able to deal with complex e-commerce situations like that and meet the needs, automate that process, and they've been able to grow that business pretty significantly over the last 2 years because of that.
Wow. Is it a very competitive business that you're in, or do you find what you're doing unique to you?
Well, we like to think we're unique, but certainly competitive. And for us, one of the challenges is we're a small company, right? So we're up against people like NetSuite, SAP, big, large, established,
big ticket
stuff.
Big ticket,
right? So that's one end of the competitive market for us is that traditional ERP, big ticket. They try to do a lot of different things. The other is more traditional e-commerce engines. Magento would be probably the most common name people would hear, just purchased by Adobe for a ridiculous amount of money. BigCommerce is another one. Shopify would be another one, but maybe towards the lower end of the market. So we kind of track right down the middle of those two areas. So we are feature rich, where we can compete against a NetSuite or an SAP, but without necessarily the cost, right, to do that. And where a company might be working with or looking at a NetSuite or SAP, and if you're within the functionality that they provide from a software standpoint, you're fine. The minute you get outside of that a little bit, costs and time to implement go way up, and we're able to handle those situations way more effectively and efficiently.
So before we go, and we are talking to Dave Crouch, founder and president of 1024, we're at a party, I just meet you, and I look at you and I go, what's so special about 1024?
Well, I think a couple of things. We talked about the software a lot here, Slatwall. I think that's really special. At the end of the day, for me, as the owner of the company, it's the team that we've been able to build. Again, we're still a small team. We're 37 people.
It's not bad.
I get up every day and get really excited about that team and the kind of family atmosphere we've been able to build over the last 10 years. That's probably most rewarding to me on a day-to-day basis.
So Dave, if somebody was looking for 1024, how would they find you?
So we're a web development company. So 1024web.com is our website. And then the Slatwall product is slatwallcommerce.com.
Right. Well, that was Dave Crouch, founder, president of 1024, what it's like to bootstrap a software company. Thanks for being on the show today. And we hope to see you again on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Appreciate the time.
Great. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more stories.